question again.
Mrs. Would you please tell me a little bit about your working experience as a housekeeper?
Yes, I was a housekeeper, a cook, and also answering service, because the real estate woman has her office in that house, the two-story mansion. She has one office as her bedroom and the other room as an office. And they also hired a man who comes in to work in their office as a bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there every day and helped her answer all the phones while she and her husband went out to solicit real estate.
Mm-hmm.
They're not home all the time, but they come home to eat, and I cook for them to eat.
How many hours do you work?
I work from 8 to 8.
Uh-huh.
And after 8 o'clock is my time.
Uh-huh.
I can go out if I want to, but I have to come back at 12 o'clock
uh-huh.
at night.
I see.
That is their house regulation. She told me that.
Mm-hmm. And do you eat with them, or you have to cook for yourself?
Oh no, I don't cook for myself. I eat in the kitchen, and they eat in the dining room. But I always have plenty to eat.
Do you have to serve?
Yes, I get the serving too, then dishwashing. Complete cooking and dishwashing.
So after you're serving and you complete everything and you eat?
Yes. I eat before I wash all the dishes together. There's only two of them, just a couple. I don't want to sit with them and listen to their conversation, and it's not right.
Did you make, you say approximately first job about $40 a month?
Yes, I got $40 a month with my room and board besides my uniform.
Uh-huh.
And when I have my day off, which is Saturday and Sunday, and I used to go to visit my sister and stay overnight there with her and see my children.
Yeah, your sister taking care of you, was taking care of your children.
Well, and I brought my children over at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what did you do with your money?
Oh, to tell you the truth about it, I saved half of my money, one half. Even I throw away half of it, I got plenty of money left.
Mm-hmm. What did you throw away the money for?
I just say it literally.
Yes.
I spend $5 a week to go to show and have a good time, or visit my relatives and car fare, and all that costs money.
Do you support your children?
Huh?
Do you support your children?
Partly.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-husband sent me $15 a month support, each one of them. And I don't support. That's all I got, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got no alimony, and just an allowance for the children, because they were minors.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, you know, they don't give you an alimony, and no property settlement. Everything belongs to husband when you get a divorce.
How about the second job when you came up with Mr. Lee?
Oh.
What did you do, mostly?
The second job I did when I came up with him is, he was a cook, and I was a babysitter. They have a child, 4 years old. I got to take care of the baby and cook for the baby. And that was in William Hogan and Brenda Marsh's home.
Mm-hmm.
And the little girl was a blonde, mm-hmm. very cute.
Mm-hmm. How many hours did you work approximately?
About the same.
Mm-hmm. 8 to 8.
And that's no limit. As long as I got my work done, I'm through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work that many hours myself.
Did you have to iron the clothing?
Oh. When I took care of the baby, I took care of her clothing too. I took care of all her laundry.
Only the baby.
Uh-huh.
but not the
not the whole family. Yeah. Right. So the baby's clothes and personal clothes.
Mm-hmm. Again, that you will eat with Mr. Liu.
No, I ate with the baby and Mr. Liu. Yeah. The baby did not eat with the mother. I ate with Mr. Liu and the baby. I cooked for the baby to eat. She had upset stomach, so I had to broil all her meat before I fed her, you know.
So you made approximately about $100 with Mr. Liu.
$125
a month.
Yeah, about.
Mm-hmm. And then you.
And I took my son with me too. My son, my son from my other marriage, he was about 10 years old. So he stayed with us, and we lived in a garage apartment. We didn't live in the house. They got a very small house. A bungalow.
Is the garage apartment very nearby? The
yes. They have acres of land. And they have walnut trees and swing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby went out the yard, ate too much walnuts. And that's why she got stuck in trouble. So when I babysat for her, I watched her like a hawk. Every time she went out the yard and play, I went out with her. Because I'm experienced as a babysitter. I never let her play outside by herself.
You have three children with the first husband.
Yes.
And you took only one son with you.
Yes.
Youngest
son.
Yeah. How about the other two?
Oh, the other two was living with my two sisters.
Oh.
I got two sisters who accommodated me and helped me. They helped me, but when my ex-husband sent me the check, I sent it all to them, and they cash it and then send it to the other sister. Each one of them have one half of the check. I think it's $35 for the whole check and for two babies.
Mm-hmm. Why did you...
Not babies, I mean two children.
Why did you decide to divorce your husband?
Oh.
May I ask?
Why did I... well, we have not get along for years. In fact, we haven't got along for at least 10 years. And I stayed with him because of the children. I tried to get along with him and start life anew. But he would not do anything like that. You know, when I asked him where he was going and came home so late at night, he said, none of my damn business. And he bought me out. And 3 nights a week, he went out and come home about 2 o'clock. And naturally, I asked him, I said, where did you go so late? And he said, I went to the movies. I said, with who? He said, with my sister. I said, 3 times a week to the movies? He said, I like to see the movies too, I said. Said, you can't go, you got to take care of the children. And said, all right, I got my life to live, and he got his. He said, shut up, don't mind your own business, don't ask so many questions. So I shut my mouth and never asked any question. For a long time, I tolerated him. And I tried to pretend I was a woman from China. They always tolerate their husband. So I tried that way, tried very hard to be, to do what I was supposed to do as a wife and as a mother. And he seemed to be dissatisfied. Everything I say and do is wrong. I want to take part in a charity, in raising money for the charity thing. And he got mad at me, and he didn't want me to do that. I said, why not? I said, I'm helping the Chinese refugees in China. And he said, God help those who help themselves, not to others. And I said, what a selfish thing to say. He said, we have a trouble arguments of all of that, but I went and took part in those things anyway. People came and asked me, I can't turn them down, After all, the people in China during that war or after the war, they suffered. A lot of them were starving and didn't have anything to eat. So the YWCA was raising money for that purpose. And so I went around to the Chinese grocery store and asked them to donate some ingredients to cook the Chinese food. And I happened to know some Chinese cook, and they volunteered that work for nothing. So they cooked all the Chinese ingredients for free, and the cooking was done free by some Chinese chefs, and they all went to the YWCA and did the cooking in their kitchen. I think they had, and all the Chinese girls that I rounded up, and they helped me serve the dinner, and they showed the Chinese exhibit to the audience, like Chinese opera stars' costumes and old chopsticks and spoons and crockery, and showed all to the audience. And I donated my singing, you know what I mean? I didn't charge them a penny. They offered to pay me, but I didn't want any money. And so I sang a couple of songs for that occasion, and they liked me so well, and they raised thousands of dollars. I don't know how much exactly, but they said they sold about 2,000 tickets at 50 cents a dollar each in those days, you know.
No, your husband didn't like this kind of activity.
No, he didn't like anything that I did, not only for the... So he didn't tell me what he does. I don't tell him what I do, because we both got a separate life to live, remember? Huh? He said, none of my business. I do what I want, and he did what he wanted.
So finally you decided to leave him?
No, not that. I didn't want to leave him on account of that entertaining people. That's a small matter. But I got mad at him, and because I raised $500 to put a down payment on my house, and the house was paid for half of it, and he didn't pay the taxes on it. He gave it back to the government. He didn't tell me about it, and I found an old letter in the wastebasket. I opened up and see it, and I saw, and it said, by a certain date, if you don't pay the taxes, you come and foreclose your house. So I asked him, and he won't answer me. So I said, if you want that house, you dig up $300 to pay the taxes, you can have the house under your name. I said, I don't want the house. I want you to pay for that, because it's our house. I don't want the house for myself. I want you to pay the taxes on it. And you promise to take care of the taxes and the installment plan, but you didn't. The word is not good. And I was mad and upset about that. I got $300. I wouldn't give it to him or give it to the government. I would make up my mind, I got that money, I want to go to San Francisco. I'm through. Everything I did is wrong, it seems to me, and it's no fun to be married. I wasn't that old that you have to shelf me, you know. Like a lot of old wives, you know, they want to get a new concubine, and they said, my wife is too old now. I'm going to shelf her. But I wasn't that old. I was very active. And
so you took those three kids back to San Francisco to your mother's place.
I took my two children out to some... First, I took my son out. You see, he's the youngest one. I told my oldest daughter to stick around and help her daddy foot checking. She's past 16, and the law don't allow the husband doesn't have to support her. She was of age when she's 16, so she was helping her father at the grocery store every weekend after school. I know she doesn't go to school on weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So she helped with the food checking. But later on, she wanted, I went back to Texas to get my final degree and get my remaining things that belong to me. And my daughter wanted to come out with me. She said, Mother, I want to come out to San Francisco with you. I don't want to stay here with Dad. I said, why? Why don't you? I said, I don't want to take all the children away from him. I want to, want to leave at least one that can help him and be with him. But she wanted to come with me, so I brought him out, brought her out.
How about the other daughter?
Oh, the other daughter was already with my sister. My sister brought her out. She loved children so much. She brought her out to visit with her every year. She said the same thing. She wanted to keep her for another year and another year. And she got no children. And she wanted her to keep her company. That's why she's just like her daughter. She wanted to adopt her, but I told her no, because she still got a living mother and a father. You know, they're not dead yet, you know, can't adopt any. She's your niece, and it's just like your own daughter. You know, she...
What did your parents think about
divorce? Oh, my father didn't... Well, my mother was dead already. My mother was dead when she was 44 years old. And my father didn't say much about it. He's very broad-minded. He said, well, if they don't get along, well, what more can I say?
What about your friend, Dad?
My friend asked me if I never told my friends that we were divorced. I told them that I was coming to California to visit my relatives all the time.
Why you didn't tell them that you were divorced?
Because they are very old-fashioned, and they don't believe a woman with three children got to divorce her husband. That's why I didn't tell them. But later on, I had to tell them when I stayed here too long. Mm-hmm. I have to tell, it took them 3 months to get my final in Texas, you know, and not a year. But if I get a divorce now, then I did not want any property settlement. I did not want any money. I was so mad at him. I just want freedom at all costs. But the court allowed me to get allowance to support the children because they were minors.
Why did you think that you were so different from other Chinese women who seldom, divorced?
I never heard of any Chinese woman in those days want to divorce her husband. Maybe that's the reason why. I was kind of aware of that. And my mother told me, when she was alive, she told me about the bad woman and all that, the freedom girls and all those things, found that in my mind, that they're not the kind of woman they should be. They should be true and blue to her husband. But I tried to be true and blue to him, but he wasn't true to and blue to me. I don't know what he was doing after those hours, going to a movie or going to see somebody or see his girlfriend. I did not know. I didn't hire any detective after him. I didn't have the money to hire somebody to follow him.
Do Chinese women do that? Huh? Did they suspect him?
I don't know. I don't know if any man, I don't know if any woman who divorced her husband. I was the only one. But in Texas, there are more women from China married to their men. They went to China to get married. But I was the only one that was born in America and married to a man from China. Mm-hmm. His whole family is from China, including my ex-husband. But he tried to be Americanized. But he is not Americanized like my father. Mm-hmm. My father was good to my mother, good to until she died.
When you came to L.A. and you worked with the American family, and later you have this cafe shop,
yeah,
chapter shop, and you say at the same time you worked for the studio, movie studio.
Uh-huh.
And did you find any hardship, competing with other people?
In working in the cafe?
Not cafe.
The studio? Oh, I don't pay attention to them. Maybe there must be hardship, but I just work for the fun of it. Because we're making good money in our cafe, I actually don't need the job. And in fact, one Chinese woman said to me, "Mabel, I heard you got a big restaurant. Why do you want to work in pictures?" Asked me that question. And I was all black. I couldn't answer her. I said, "I just love this kind of work." That's all I told her.
Do you ever wish to play more parts than you did?
I always wish that I could talk, to say something in a picture. All the time I was working, I was all silent. Mostly silent. Once or a few times, I think, I got a talking bit. You know, I scream and holler. And they asked me to scream. I scream not loud enough. And they asked another woman to scream. And then I said, "Listen, director, I'll scream again. You want me to scream louder?" They say, "Yes." All right. I just scream so loud that you can hear my voice from one block away. And that somebody...
So you got that part.
Yeah, and I got that part right there. All right, you now scream it that loud now. Be sure.
Did you ever ask the director or your agent to give you the talking part?
I asked my agent. The agent was a Chinese woman who took care of us all, extras and big players and actors, you know, they call it. And she's, I have to join the guild to work all the time. I joined a screen extra guild first. I didn't join it right away when I work in pictures. I work in pictures for a few months before I joined. When I work at a second picture, I joined. The first picture I work in the Dragon Seed, I worked there 6 months, which is a long time, on location. I never saw the studio. I was on location and the catering truck came out and served us twice a day. And I had the most delicious food and all kinds of drink that I wanted, anything that I wanted from the catering trucks. And I said, "This is like a picnic. I consider that as going on a picnic and have fun with all my friends." I didn't consider that as any work at all, mm-hmm. You know?
But you still didn't get the talking part. What did your agent told you that you can or cannot get
it? Oh, agent said, I did suggest for her that I would like to join the other guild, SAG, Screen Actors Guild, so I can get some speaking part. And she said, "Mabel, there aren't that many parts for Chinese women. I think you just be an extra, be an atmosphere, because we need more of those women, but as a talking woman in the picture, there are very few women who talk. And besides, I have so many women about your age and size. I had them for a long time. I got to give them the job. If you are belong to a guild and compete with them, and the other women don't have so much chances." I said, "All right. Well, what can I say? I have to depend on her for work." She called me, She was very friendly with me for a long time. And all of a sudden, she didn't call me at all. I don't know why. But later on, the studio took back her job. And the studio called me when the TV was out, And we only worked 1 or 2 days on the TV. But in the movies, we work 6 months, 3 weeks, sometimes 1 week, and sometimes a few days. And that's a lot of fun. I didn't care how many days I worked. But
does that job bring you a lot of money?
Well, not a whole lot, but if I if I talk, I get more.
Yeah, did that money help with your family income? Oh, you don't need that.
I actually, that time when I worked in pictures, I had my restaurant, and that's extra money. I actually didn't need the money for my family, but that's extra. And the money I got, I think the salary was $10.50 to start years ago, and $10.50 a day up to $15, and then $20, $25, and up to $35, around $35, then I couldn't work anymore.
You save all those money for what?
I saved the money. Yeah. I don't know. I saved money from my working in the restaurant and all that. You know, when I work in a restaurant as a waitress and a cook, I got little tips sometimes. We have a joint account.
Yeah.
I don't save the money all by myself. My husband and I, the money are together.
So you put an investment in real estate?
Oh, yeah. Any time I save up $1,000, I buy a house. I put a down payment on the house. I shouldn't say I all the time. And for $1,000 put on the house, and I kept it for a few years, I sold it for $5,000. And where can you put $1,000 in the bank and get a few thousand dollars again? That's the way I look at it. From there on, after I sold the house, I realized that I was making $2,000-$3,000 for within 2 years. So I went and invested the house in another house, and another house, and I had 7 houses altogether. But it's not all paid up yet. But anyway, the down payment of it, well, some of the houses that I had to pay $4,000 down. I mean, way back, I'm talking way back, you pay $1,000 down or $2,000 for a house. But later on, things gone up, and